This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. WHL trade deadline saw some big deals signed and sealed ahead of the Friday 3 p.m. Mountain Time deadline. We'll have a quick look at some of those moves. Canada bringing the gold medal back from the World Juniors thanks to six WHL players and one coach. We'll hear about the golden experience. The 2020 Kubota CHL Top Prospects game set for Hamilton Thursday. Prince Albert Raiders D-man Caden Gooley will attend. He'll be our guest. And Winnipeg Ice forward Connor McLennan rounds out the show after his WHL On the Run Player of the Week award. First up, the 2020 WHL trade deadline has come to a close. And perhaps the biggest trade deadline deal saw the Moose Jaw Warriors and Victoria Royals hook up on an 11-piece deal to land 18-year-old forward Braden Tracy to the Island. He's a first-round pick of the Anaheim Ducks. And goaltender Evan Ivanov also coming over. Victoria surrenders top prospect goaltender Brock Gould, defenseman Nolan Jones, and forward Logan Dost, plus four draft picks, including a first-round selection in 2021. Victoria Royals general manager Cam Hope spoke on the blockbuster.
As a management group and also the coaches, you know, we talk a lot about what we think the potential of a team is all the time, whether we're winning or losing. And in our particular case, even with the adversity we face lately with having some more guys out of the lineup with injuries and winning, we thought, you know, our assessment of this group has been correct. It's a special group. It's a group that has that willingness and that drive to win. They've shown the ability to do it in tight games. And we felt that if there was one boost that the club needed, it was probably on the offensive side. And this addresses that.
The Vancouver Giants landed 19-year-old forward Eric Florchak from Saskatoon for forward Evan Patrician, a first- and second-round selection. A big deal announced shortly after the deadline. Winnipeg stepped up to land 19-year-old D-man Dawson Barteau from the Red Deer Rebels in a package of six draft picks, including four second-round selections from 2020 through to 2023. Other deals saw the Saskatoon Blades pick up D-man Rhett Reinhardt from Prince George. The Kamloops Blazers swapped import players, getting defenseman Libor Zabransky from Moose Jaw for forward Martin Lang. The Kelowna Rockets bolstered their depth by getting D-man Tyson Feist from Regina and forward Jonas Petteruk from the Calgary Hitmen. They also traded 20-year-old Jaden Joseph to the Tri-City Americans in order to free up a roster spot for Kyle Topping, who is coming back from injury. The 2020 WHL trade deadline.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Six players and one coach bringing World Junior Gold back to the Western Hockey League. Canada Golden in Ostrava with a thrilling comeback win in the gold medal game against the Russians. And it was a Lethbridge Hurricane who got the scoring started.
Shoots, hit the hop save, rebound, loses it, but they score! Dylan Cousins ties the game!
After a three-goal third period, Canada would knock off the Russians 4-3 for the gold. Those six players, Portland Winterhawks goaltender Joel Hofer named the goaltender of the tournament, defenseman Bowen Byram, Kalen Addison, Ty Smith, plus forwards Dylan Cousins, Nolan Foote, and Saskatoon Blades head coach Mitch Love with that gold medal souvenir. Foote arriving back to the Kelowna International Airport where his teammates were there to greet him.
It's incredible. It feels really good. Obviously, you grew up watching it as a kid, you know. You watch this level and you definitely dream of it, so it's an amazing feeling.
Foote recalls the final seconds of that game.
Shaking, you know, surreal. Jumping up and down with the guys and you know, it was even more amazing with that comeback. It felt really good.
He says the turning point was no doubt the 6-0 loss to Russia in group play.
Since that 6-0 loss, I'm pretty sure it scored our opponents 24-7. So we were pretty confident and, you know, our power play was really good. Our PK was good as well. So we played really good as a team.
Mitch Love arrived back in Saskatoon, says it was a roller coaster of a tournament, but they stayed positive.
You know, there was multiple things. I think the injuries to some of our key players, the helmet gate, if you want to call it that, with the national anthem against the Russian teams, the Russian loss, 6-0, which was the worst in Canadian hockey history at that event. Our group just stuck together. That's really, at the end of the day, a credit to Dale Hunter. He's an even-keeled individual, and there really was no sense of panic in our group.
Love says it was a great group of young men.
When you spend a month with each other in different spots and in foreign countries, and you become real close real quick, and it was a special, special group, and I miss them already.
Dylan Cousins, who scored in that gold medal game, a native of Whitehorse of the Yukon, was greeted by reporters in his hometown after 30 hours of travel time.
Yeah, it's nice to be home, and you know, I know it's late, but have some support here. It's pretty cool. I'm just nice to be home and get some time off.
I guess what's next over the few days here, some R&R?
Yeah, not leaving the house.
Congratulations to the players and staff of Team Canada.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The 2020 Kubota CHL Top Prospects game is set for Hamilton on Thursday. Prince Albert Raiders D-man Caden Gooley will try and show he's regarded as a potential first-round NHL pick, and he'll do it with a teammate. Voice of the Raiders, Trevor Redden, has more.
Well, Caden, exciting news for you just before the Christmas break. Yourself and Ozzie Weisblatt get to represent your team at the upcoming Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game. I mean, you look at the list of guys who've been in that game over the years. It's a pretty impressive group. What does it mean for you to be a part of that?
Yeah, it's awesome to get to be a part of that game. It was a goal I set out at the start of the year for myself. And, you know, I'm excited to represent the team in the city of Prince Albert. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
For you and Ozzie Weisblatt to both be a part of that together, I mean, you've done it before, the Hlinka-Gretzky, the under-17s. It seems like it's kind of a package deal. What does it mean for you to be able to go there with him?
Yeah, it's awesome to get to go out there with him. He's an unreal player, and he's a good buddy of mine. So to get him to come with me, you know, it's really awesome to get to do that with him.
Oh, going back to that Hlinka-Gretzky back in the summer, I mean, you look at that list, and you knew at some point those guys are going to be wearing the maple leaf when the years go on, but all of a sudden you've got Jamie Drysdale, your defense partner at that tournament, you've got Quinton Byfield at the big tournament right now overseas. What does that mean for you to know that it's right there, that you're on the ice, you're on a D pairing with a guy like that?
Yeah, they're two really good players. Jamie, obviously, he's not going to be sitting in the stands too long in the draft, so... Same with Quinton. So they're two good players, and excited to see them again. And don't know if we're going to be on the same team or not, but you know, it's going to be a lot of fun to see them again and maybe play against them again.
So if you end up on the opposite side of Ozzie at this game, I think what happened at the Hlinka camp probably tells me my answer, but if you get the chance to put a lick on him or vice versa, you're probably not going to back down, are you?
Yeah, no. Since we're teammates, might be a little harder on him, but... yeah, it's obviously when you're on the ice, it's all business and not really any friends on the ice. So if we're not on the same team, then maybe give it to him a little bit. But yeah, it's business when you're on the ice, no friends on the ice. So yeah, it'll be fun to see what happens there.
We talked earlier about the prospects game being a goal of yours, and obviously it's something, you know, that you were wanting to get knocked off the list in your draft year. I'm sure you have many goals coming into it, but it's obviously a big year for you going into June's draft in Montreal. How would you say the year's gone for you so far to this point?
Yeah, year's been good. I don't know. Didn't really have many expectations, just kind of go out there and play, and I felt like I was ready to take on a bigger role this year, and I think I've done a decent job at that. So, yeah, it's been a good year so far, and want to start winning again for the team. And we've kind of been on a tough stretch here, so yeah, the year's been going pretty decent so far, and hopefully we can get a couple wins coming up.
And lastly for you, on that note, I mean, often it's 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds that are the leaders trying to pull the rope and get everyone going the right direction. But with Alexi Protas away at the World Junior Tournament earlier, you got a letter on your jersey. You're part of that leadership group. You know, like you mentioned, right now it's kind of a tough run as we sit right here, six straight losses for your team. But as a leader, what are some of the things you're trying to do, some of the example you're trying to set to try and help the team through this?
Yeah, when you're on a tough stretch like this, you got to try and stay positive, but you also need to look at the negatives and correct them. So our leadership group, we're really trying to hold each other accountable, and we feel like we need to do a better job at that. So yeah, we just need to hold each other accountable, trying to make it easy on the coaches so they don't have to step in and take charge. But it's an honor to be in that leadership group as a young guy. So when Alex is gone, I had to step in big shoes, and he's a great player, a great leader on our team. So yeah, just... holding each other accountable, and hopefully it'll work out for us.
Awesome, Caden. Thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Winnipeg Ice forward Connor McLennan is coming off a big week. 11 points in 4 games. Voice of the Ice, Mitch Peacock, caught up with him.
Connor, we begin with congratulations, Western Hockey League Player of the Week. 4 goals, 7 assists over the course of 4 games for the team. Your thoughts on how things are going?
Yeah, we're happy with how we're playing right now. Tough game on Sunday there versus PA. Looking forward to getting back at it on Wednesday versus Medicine Napa. We're really happy where our group's at.
As far as your play is concerned, is the success at all a surprise to you? Is it kind of what you had in mind coming off of last season?
You always hope to have a fine success after Christmas. It's tough, but to kind of keep this hot streak we're on as a team and as our line with Krebsy and Owen, I think we've just really clicked, and it's brought a lot of success for our group. So,
Peyton Krebs, Owen Peterson rounding out that line, and it's not all that long ago that Owen Peterson was put on the line. He'd played center all season long. Suddenly he goes to the left wing and finds another level in his game. What are you seeing in working with Owen and with Peyton, who you spent some time with last year?
Yeah, Owen brings a different aspect than Peyton. Obviously, he's more of a grinded out power forward who has lots of skill and can obviously put the puck in the net like he's been doing lately. And then, obviously, Krebsy holds on to puck like nobody's business. He's probably one of the best at it in the league, and he's just really, obviously, strong. He does a lot for our team, and it's an honor to play with him.
Well, talk about the relationship you built, because we mentioned it. You played with him last year a fair amount at Kootenay at the end of the season. And what is it about your game and his game that meshes so well?
I think he's more of a pass-first guy. Obviously, I like to shoot the puck, and I think he does a really good job finding me. I like to try to create some soft ice and be available for him to get it to me, and I think that's just one of the reasons we've had so much success so far.
He's got the C on his jersey. You wear an A on your jersey. What have you learned about leadership from your time in the league and from playing along with him?
Yeah, I think just the daily things he does, bringing it every time he's on the ice, not taking a practice off, being the hardest worker every time he's on the ice. You can learn a lot from a guy like that. He's going to be a guy who's going to play a long time in the NHL. So having that work ethic that he has is something I really like to learn off him.
Sometimes being in a draft year can be a distraction for players. It seems to be an inspiration or a motivation for you. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, for sure. I've really liked where my game's been at lately. I've been a little bit extra motivated lately. Getting left off that top prospects game was something that was obviously pretty frustrating, but I think I've kind of raised my game ever since I've been left off it, and I'm really happy where it's at right now.
Well, you talk about a personal chip in the shoulder. Is there a bit of a chip in the shoulder for this group coming out of last season, being near the bottom of the standings, and then having people maybe not know that you guys were capable of what you're doing now?
Yeah, for sure. We weren't happy, obviously, the way the year went, but this year we're all a year older. We're a little bit more driven, new city, new management, I guess, and it's just been a really good fit, and we're happy with it so far.
Great to watch. I appreciate your time, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Mitch.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Trevor in Prince Albert, Mitch Peacock in Winnipeg as well. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.